Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Forsberg, he keeps coming up with moves that I think the NHL is probably going to end up taking a look at in the offseason to try to outlaw.
Yeah, he's coming up with moves that you wouldn't even be able to execute in video games. It's pretty ridiculous. So, but are you surprised? I'm not.
I'm actually surprised he didn't make it, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I was more surprised. Like, he came back to the bench. You guys were like, dude, why? How did you not score there?
Hockey lacrosse. Hey, so Dallas gets 2 goals in 26 seconds. I know there was talk, at least on the broadcast, of reviewing both of those. I'm kind of glad they didn't, just because one's a judgment call, the other you couldn't see the puck; it disappeared somehow. But then Forsberg gets that loose puck in front of the Dallas net 21 seconds later to tie the game. That was a huge goal.
Massive goal. And it changed the momentum right away. And they knew it. We knew it. And we, you know, they knew that it was going to be very tough for them. I don't think they really had too many grade A scoring chances after that whole play.
Right.
I think we kind of minimized it. And then, you know, we took over. You could see in the game that we were kind of shifting the ice, and getting pucks past the defense, getting it into the zone, sustaining offensive zone time. We started the 4-on-4 with the possession, held on, was able to get a change, get the puck into their zone, kind of have them in, and then, you know, Yost ended up scoring the goal, put us ahead. So it was a great team win, and because of that, we got a maintenance day today, and we'll get ready. We got to do the same thing tomorrow.
Dallas is kind of in the same boat as you guys, where they're scuffling a little bit and scrapping. To me, that made the win even more impressive, because they'd come in, what, lost 4 or 5 maybe, and they needed a win last night too on their home ice.
Yeah, they've been playing playoff hockey for a while now, you know, so whether it's them, I mean, you look at St. Louis now, all these teams are playing playoff hockey, so, you know, for us, we can elevate our game. We know that we have a couple more levels to our game that we haven't touched yet, so we're going to have to make sure that we elevate and get to that.
If you had to say this right now, if 100% is feeling your very best from 1 to 10 and 0 is feeling your worst, how are you feeling right now?
Good. I feel a lot better, actually. I think now I'm just it feels that I'm getting better every game. And, you know, that's kind of what I'm hearing from our coaching staff, my teammates, so on and so forth. And from my eyes, too, probably the toughest judge, you know, of how I'm playing is through my own eyes. And you know, for me, if I'm not scoring a power play goal and I don't have 5 block shots and 5 hits, and, you know, +4 at the end of the night, I'm not happy about my game. But that's not always the case in terms of whether you're playing well or not. So, you know, for me, you know, missing that big chunk of time and coming into it now, it's actually the perfect timing. So, you know, and things are starting. Just my skating was the biggest thing. You know, coming back from injury, I'm going to be honest, wasn't fun.
Right.
Those, you know, it's just not fun when you can't play the way that you want to play. But a lot of that stuff is kind of dissipated, and I feel a lot better on the ice. And I'm sure that a lot of people watching physically can see that I look a lot better than before the break. So just continuing to build every game and get better and work on my game. I know that for the offense, I want to get the offense going, but that'll come. I'm not too worried about that. You know, yesterday's game was won on defense, you know, not on our offense. So, you know, I'll make sure that come playoff time, right where I need to be.
How hard is it? Because a lot of us growing up in America didn't have the chance, especially in the South, we didn't have the chance to play hockey. How hard is it to come back and just get into shape, to actually go out there and play at the level physically with your conditioning after such a long layoff with an injury?
Yeah, it's tough. I think that, you know, what makes it extra tough is for about 5.5 out of 6 weeks, I couldn't really do anything.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So when you think about that, it's just, you know, there was a couple times I was able to try skating, but, you know, I couldn't do it on the level where I was going to move towards getting back into playing shape. And that's the part that sets you back. It's not the actual injuries. It's just what you can do while you're injured, you know. So I couldn't really do much. And that's what created the huge separation between, you know, me being at, you know, playing and being playing the way that people know that I could play. But I think I've worked really, really hard since I've been back to close that gap. I mean, I obviously sacrificed my all-star break, went to Florida and skated with my power skating coach 2 hours every day, worked out. So that seemed to really give me a little bit of a boost coming out of the break. You know, when guys, most guys, you know, on vacation or went away, didn't skate for about 5 or 6 days. So for me to kind of go and skate and get a little bounce in my step and come back is almost like, you know, you get a little, it's almost like you get a little boost. So I got that boost, and I'm just trying to continue to build on it every game now.
PK Subban with us at PK Subban 1 on Twitter. Going back to last night's game again, Boyle scored, Grimaldi scored, so 6-6 and 5-6.
Yeah, we still haven't seen that picture you were supposed to get of Boyle holding Grimaldi like a baby.
I haven't seen that picture yet. I'd love to see it. But, no, those guys have played really, really well for us. You know, Rocco's a guy who, you know, probably deserves to be in our lineup every night the way he's played. You know, he plays with speed and great every night. But we have so many great players. And, you know, the way he plays. But that's a good thing. That's what we need. We need that competitiveness and that energy. And he brought that last night. And Boyler, obviously, his body of work speaks for itself. You know, what he's brought to our team in terms of his experience. And, you know, I think I said it before about him having, like, being the active player with the most playoff games, I think, in the league right now. And, you know, he's a veteran player, and we need that. So both players have had a huge impact on our team this year.
I love the sequence last night where Boyle just crushed a dude on one end, then skates quickly to the other end. The puck drops right in front of him, and he's able to knock a loose puck home into the net. And all this happens in the span of like 6.5 seconds.
Yep. Yeah, I love it. I love it. And, yeah, you know, that's just what we need. He's a gamer. He comes to play. And, you know, he wants to compete. You know, he wants to compete, and he wants to win. And, listen, he's in his career, think about it. You know, he's gotten the 2 Stanley Cup finals, played a lot of playoff games. So he knows what it takes to have success in this league. So, you know, for guys, it's just a great example for our guys to watch every day coming to the league and see the things that he does. You know, you talk to people around the league, everybody's got great things to say about him as a pro. And, you know, I sit beside him on the plane. So if you ever need a scoop on him, I can probably get that scoop for you. So, he might have to split me a quick 15 or 20, and I can definitely get that insight for you.
Well, three home games coming up. We always appreciate the time, man. Yes, good sir. Luck, and we'll talk with you next week.
Yes, and it's ladies' night in the Two Rivers Ford Suite tomorrow night. All of my ladies that won the contest will be there, so we need some fireworks in tomorrow night's game for us.
There you go.
Nice. I like it. All right, we'll have to get a big W.
Yeah. Okay. Got to perform for the ladies.
That's right. Okay.
That's it. Okay, I'll make sure the boys know.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks, PK.
At PK Subban 1. When we come back, we'll talk some college basketball. Jimmy Dykes, SEC Network. That's coming up next.